The Jewel in the Crown by Paul Scott. Read by Sam Dastor. Part 1. Miss Crane. Imagine, then, a flat landscape, dark for the moment, but even so conveying to a girl running in the still deeper shadow cast by the wall of the Bibica Gardens an idea of immensity, of distance, such as years before Miss Crane had been conscious of, standing where a lane ended and cultivation began. A different landscape, but also in the alluvial plain between the mountains of the north and the plateau of the south. It is a landscape which a few hours ago, between the rainfall and the short twilight, extracted colour from the spectrum of the setting sun and dyed every one of its own surfaces that could absorb light. The ochre walls of the houses in the old town, which are stained too with their bloody past and uneasy present. The moving water of the river, and the still water of the tanks, the shiny stubble, the ploughed earth of distant fields, the metal of the grand trunk road. In this landscape trees are sparse, except among the white bungalows of the civil lines. On the horizon there is a violet smudge of hill country. This is the story of a rape, of the events that led up to it and followed it, and of the place in which it happened. There are the action, the people, and the place, all of which are interrelated, but in their totality incommunicable in isolation from the moral continuum of human affairs. In the Bibica Gardens case, there were several arrests and an investigation. There was no trial in the judicial sense. Since then, people have said that there was a trial of sorts going on. In fact, such people say the affair...